morning comes from John's Gospel, the first chapter, verses 29 through 42, the Lamb of God and the first disciples of Jesus are being chosen. It says, the next day he saw Jesus coming toward him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks ahead of me because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel. And John testified, 'I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him.' I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God.' The very next day, John again was standing with two of his own disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed to them, 'Look, here is the Lamb of God.' The two disciples heard him and say this as they followed Jesus. And when Jesus turned and saw them following, he said unto them, 'What are you looking for?' And they said to him, 'Rabbi,' which is translated to be teacher, 'where are you staying?' And he said to them, 'Come and see.' And they came and they saw where he was. They come and they saw where he was a staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and one of the two men heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon Peter, and he said unto him, 'We have found the Messiah. We have found the Anointed One.' He brought Simon Peter unto Jesus, who looked at him and said, 'You are Simon, son of John. You are called to be Cephas,'" which is translated unto Peter. The word of God this day for us, his children. Thanks be to God. Let us pray.